Radio Helsinki ja kaupunkielämään menee Kaisan galleriaan, jossa kuvataiteilija Sally Hodhaifa esittelee vaikuttavan kokoisia maalauksia, joissa pohditaan puun merkityksiä. Welcome to Radio Helsinki, Sally. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Yes. This is not your first exhibition.
No, actually, I have been living here in Finland about 10 years. I start in Helsinki when I just arrived in 2015. And I had very good connection and I made a huge amount of artist friends, Finnish friends here, and start to make some activities, exhibitions, events. And for some reasons, I stopped working in art field because of the system.
Okay.
I was deported from Finland and came back. And after a long time, I can say maybe from 2018 till today, this is the first exhibition I'm doing, like get back to art world.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So did you do art before you had to leave your home country?
Of course, I was doing art all my life. All my life. I have a master's degree. Actually, I'm born in Baghdad and I got the bachelor degree there in art, and then I left from my country to Ukraine. I lived also in Ukraine about 10 years until the war start. Everybody knows, and I got my master degree there from Ukraine, and then I came here.
So you might say that you are multicultural.
Exactly. Yeah.
In real meaning, because the maybe the Iraqi let's go long way back to the days.
Yeah.
Back to the days, and then you know, of course, Ukrainian is sort of like the third Rome, like they call it.
Yes, exactly.
And then you came to Helsinki, Finland, which is like a Finno-Scandinavian, sort of like we got our own culture, but, you know, we got trees.
Yes. And this is actually talking from the old myth, maybe I can say, which is continued this myth to be kind of beliefs or religions.
Yeah.
I can tell shortly about the theme, why the tree is God of life. Because ancients worship the tree, the stars.
Yeah.
They worship the stars. And one group of stars, they called it Orion.
Yeah.
At that time, they called it, they mentioned it as a god, Orion. And all the stars around, what we know in our days, galaxy Milky Way, it was like shape of tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially from the desert place, you can see it clearly. It's kind of shape of tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from there, I got the idea. And also in, like example, you just mentioned I'm from different cultures. Iraq is my nationality. And it was known by Mesopotamian name.
Yeah.
And at that time, they were symbolized the tree because we have a palm,
Yeah.
They symbolized as the Milky Way galaxy. And in the Scandinavian, I think, elm tree.
Yeah.
It's kind of like respectful tree. And in the desert, they have kind of big tree. When they see it from far, it's a sign there is a life, there is a water there. It's called Sidra. And this word, Arabic, actually, from Arabic language. I didn't find any other translate for this name. It's called Sidra. And as I told you, they know from this tree there is a water. They can live in this place. And also became Sidra, became as a respectful symbol. Mm. And they call it Sidrat al-Muntaha. This is kind of on the galaxy Milky Way, as we mentioned, as looks like tree. They call it as Sidrat al-Muntaha because it's the last or the farthest place on the paradise around God, Orion. Mm. This is the theme in short. It was taken from the myth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very interesting because I've found out that in every culture, tree is sort of like a deity. It's like godlike entity.
Yeah.
People think that, okay, it's sort of like a stairway to heaven, or, you know, like
exactly.
It's connected to the space and to the stars and to God, and the trees, they know. And, you know, nowadays biology has found out that the trees are communicating with each other.
Yeah, yeah,
and
exactly.
The trees got some kind of knowledge which we don't, of course, understand. And that's why we're behaving like we are behaving over here, like we're cutting the trees and pulling down the forests and saying like, yeah, yeah, we got the best forests and the nicest ones in the whole world. Exactly, there are not any more forests. They are sort of like a plantation, wood plantations, where there's actually, it's like a golf field, golf courts. There's something to do with nature, nearly as much as a parking lot. you know,
I was working kind of a weird. I had a weird job.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe about 5 years ago or less, something between 4 and 5 years. I was cutting trees.
Okay, it was coming to the worst parts.
Yeah,
don't tell they were in Roihuvuori and they were cherry trees.
This is what my luck guide me to there. I don't know if I say it was a luck or bad things. But anyway, my employer was telling me that I have to cut all the trees around their yard. Because they have kind of farm. They grow some onions or potatoes, and they need to clean all the area around, and I have to cut the trees. And I had one interesting question for my employer. I asked, you are living in the countryside, yeah? And I see your house located between a huge amount of trees. Even if you search by Google Map or these applications, you will not see the house because of a lot of trees. Uh-huh. And I asked, why you ask me to cut the trees? And at that time, the answer was to save the environment and all these things. Mm. And my question was, okay, I'm cutting the trees on the flat area.
Yeah.
And you have a kind of border, or I don't know how to call it, but it's not even a border.
Yeah.
It's a huge amount of trees just to keep themselves in safe, like they said.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to cut them because we want to feel safe.
Yeah.
But if you cut everything far away, it's okay.
Yeah.
And from that I had problem with my employer, and I start to work about the trees, and I have one of the paintings 10 meters.
Okay.
It was specially made for this purpose, for this subject.
Yeah, that's part of the crisis over here in Finland, because erosion and, you know, this kind of a weather when you know, the they don't go deep frozen, the trees, roots, and then when there comes the storm, they fall down, and then there's not any more safety for, you know, from the heavy winds and, you know, the rains, and the rains will flush away all the ingredients in the earth and go to the waters. And when there's like 60,000 lakes and little tiny waters and shallow water, it's full of, you know, things that make the lakes grow, you know, weeds, and the catastrophe is starting that way, you know, when you cut the trees, you know, for example, in Europe, the people had cut the trees because they had forest, but suddenly they didn't have any more forest. Then came the storms and all that kind of things. That's the environment part of the thing. And are you sort of like conscious with your art about this environmental aspect?
I'm kind of talking about it. Like example, now you remind me about something interesting. In my country, in Iraq, after the war, we had very hard time. No gas, no any other liquids for making fire or something else. No electricity. Till now, we don't have the electricity, by the way. But at that time, the people start to cut the trees and use them for cooking, for warming. And till no trees was found after that in Iraq, I can say, or maybe I can say exactly in my city, Baghdad, the capital, wasn't there any trees. And after a couple of years, we start to have a lot of new storms, a lot of dust. You can't see, like example, how we are sitting now. I can't see you clearly because of the amount of dust.
Yeah. I can imagine what kind of sandstorms you have there.
Yeah, and after that, maybe after 15 or 16 years, they start to notice that was the reason.
Yeah.
Because they cut the trees. And now they start to plant some new trees there.
It is incredible what the trees mean for the nature.
Yeah.
What a stupid thing. Of course, nature are the trees and the plants and the water and, you know, and what happens after that when you cut the trees. So translation time. Täällä on siis kuvataiteilija Salif Haifa, joka on siis alunperin Irakista, mutta sitten muutti Ukrainaan ja nyt sitten tuli tänne Suomeen. Ja sitten tässä kyseisessä näyttelyssä hän kertoo myös tästä symboliikasta siitä, että nykyajan ympäristökriisiä keskellä puu muistuttaa meitä luonnon haavoittuvaisuudesta ja muinaiset myytit siitä, että olimme niin kuin tähtien kanssa yhteyksissä ja puiden uskottiin kantavan elämän ydintä ja suojavan myös näin metafyysisesti ja fyysisesti ihmisiä ja ne ovat siis meditaatio ja pohdiskelu ja levon asia sinne niin kuin palmun alle, ehkä siellä under the palm tree over there in Iraq or maybe under the big elm tree here in Finland, you know, you go and relax yourself. But one summer day I was lying there under the big tree and I started thinking, how many hundreds of thousands of little leaves there are in the trees. And it happened that it wasn't quite a long time after that when I saw a document about the Japanese gardeners. Mm-hmm. They are taking care of every leaf in the tree.
Exactly, yeah.
And you know, those woods are, you know, trees are like, they got, you know, all kind of things that let them grow how they want to grow, but they keep the trees leaves, you know, they clean them and help
they,
them.
They actually they get kind of healing,
yeah,
from trees.
Of course,
because as I know, if it's in Japan or China, it's just the east.
Yeah.
They say there is a big energy coming from the trees.
Yeah.
And we can't see it or we can't feel it except one thing. Like example, as you told me now, you were laying or sitting under the tree and the shadow of the tree.
Yeah, of course.
You can feel it.
Yeah, of course, the temperatures and, you know, that's very important under the palm tree.
Yeah, this kind of energy, what we can feel.
Yeah, and of course, there is, like in Finnish, we say, puiden halaja, hugging the trees. People are going and having their, you know, power tree where they go and hug.
Yeah, in our days, it's very common in our days, especially who is making like yoga.
Yeah.
They like to hug the trees. Yeah, I see sometimes in the nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sally, your exhibition starts on Friday and it's going to be Kaisa Gallery there at Kaiku Katu 4. And it's going to be 1 month nearly the exhibition. What kind of advice do you have for the people to think about when they come to see your exhibition?
I want to just correct one thing. The opening of exhibition is going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, but the open doors is going to be on Friday start.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would like to invite all the people, if somebody are listening, I would like to invite them to the opening tomorrow at 5:00 evening. And it will end, I think, first or second of next month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I wish you good luck for your exhibition and got to come and see it and take care of the trees and well,
after
the trees, are there any more interesting things that you want to make your art of?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. We're going to hear something that is also in the Kaisa, Club Kaisa, at the Kaisa Cultural Center. There's going to be some music from all around the world. Ney Zigma is from Brazil and Gongo de Ouro is this song called. Thank you for coming.